You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell. Here are today's top stories. Google and German publishers are heading towards a court case following a disagreement. Bangladesh has ranked higher than its neighbours India and Pakistan for the proportion of mobile internet users. And researchers revealed that internet usage among Kenyan women is still very low. Google and German publishers have failed to reach an agreement regarding whether the search giant should pay publishers for content shown online, meaning that a court case could be on the horizon. German publishers argue that Google should pay them for displaying their content, saying that Google is taking advertising revenue from them by making their content freely available on sites such as Google News and YouTube. Various publishers, including the German newspaper giant Axel Springer, has said that they will take Google to court over the disagreement, claiming that ancillary copyright laws have been broken. Google denies any wrongdoing, with a spokesperson claiming that they pass on 500 million clicks a month to German publishers' pages alone. This isn't the first time Google has found itself in trouble in Europe. It's currently under investigation by the European Commission for allegedly engaging in anti-competitive behaviours. Bangladesh has ranked higher than its larger neighbours India and Pakistan for the proportion of citizens who have mobile internet subscriptions. In the World Internet Rankings report put together by the ITU and UNESCO, Bangladesh came in 149th out of 189 countries for the proportion of mobile internet user subscriptions in the population. 6.4% of Bangladeshis have a mobile internet subscription compared to 5.5% of Indians and 5.1% of Pakistanis, whose countries ranked 155th and 156th in the world respectively. While 6.4 is still very low, there is still great potential for mobile internet subscription rates to rise, with around 40% of Bangladeshis having an internet-enabled mobile phone. A spokesperson from the consulting firm BCG described Bangladesh as one of the greatest untapped market growth areas in Asia. In September, the social media giant Twitter recognized Bangladesh's potential by expanding its advertising platform to the country as part of a large international rollout. Research by the International Association of Women in Radio and Television has revealed that internet usage amongst Kenyan women is still very low. High levels of illiteracy amongst Kenyan women, the high cost of internet access and internet-enabled devices, and lack of training were all put forward as reasons for this statistic. Education and literacy were picked out as being particularly important factors, with the report finding a strong positive correlation between education levels and internet usage. Some Kenyan women also reported that they stayed away from the internet because they were afraid of being bullied or harassed online. Over a quarter of women who used the internet said that they'd experienced some forms of online harassment. The report recommended that the government should set up computer schools to teach women how to use the internet, as well as put pressure on mobile manufacturers to lower their prices in the country to make them more affordable to women. Rocket Internet has just acquired the Egyptian online food ordering company Otlob for an estimated $12 million. Otlob, which launched in 1999, allows users to order food from an Egyptian restaurant online, a much-needed resource as many restaurants do not have online ordering systems of their own. The company handles around 3,000 orders every day and has 200,000 registered users and 500 partner restaurants, making it the dominant online food ordering company in the country. And finally, New Zealand needs to improve its digital marketing practices in order to be competitive in export markets, according to research by Market Measures. The research found that only 35% of New Zealand companies used digital marketing techniques such as PPC, social media, and email marketing as the main method of driving sales. This was reflected by poor export performance, with 70% of New Zealand exporters making less than 5 million New Zealand dollars a year. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with digital global marketing professionals. See you next time.